Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Why don't you come to my place? I'll show you my beefy bologna.
Funny, he doesn't sound Mexican.
He doesn't sound Mexican, no. Not at all. Not at all. I got another guy checking in. A couple of his, I don't know what his name is, but I think it might be Trent. Yesterday I was plugging along at work and just about to eat my breakfast. And it happened upon to happen to be Pop-Tarts. And, of course, you know what happens in his head.
Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? It's so freaking good.
There you go. And he says, have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? Stayed in my head all damn day. Stuck there. Can you please play that? I don't know why he wants it, because he wanted to hear it. I love your show. I've been listening in Lincoln every day. That's the Blaze is our home in Lincoln. Thank you, Trent or Taylor. Looks like there's two names here, but thank you for listening to the program. Very nice. It's Tanline Tuesday on Twitter. Check it out, at TNT Radio Empire. Petey Mac a little later on. A little football. Herm Edwards is now the coach of Todd's team. That's all the talk.
It is.
It is. They were down at some Sun Devil gear shop.
Yeah. Oh, they were?
Yeah.
They were live to Sun Devil gear.
It got
crazy
to the point where I was so sick of Herm Edwards coverage.
Yeah, I know.
Because every other word out of the newscaster's mouth was Herm
Edwards. Local news, nobody watches local news anyway.
Herm Edwards that, right. And I was thinking, can you say something about Trump? I was actually begging for some Trump news.
Well, you were watching local stuff.
Because I was overloaded. Yeah.
National, nobody cared.
Right, with Herm Edwards news.
Nationally, nobody cared about Herm Edwards, Todd. So you stuck your local news.
Yeah, I watched the Phoenix news.
I know you do.
It was a small blip at the end of PTI I did hear.
Herm,
and some other coach that got hired over the weekend. I don't know. They mentioned two of them. I forget who the other guy was.
Okay. Craig Evans in the house?
Yes. It was on this date in 1933. You might remember where you were when Utah became the last of 36 states to ratify the 21st Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The move ended prohibition in the U.S. after a 14-year dry spell.
The Utah arrested, didn't they elect Orrin Hatch?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Wasn't it about that same time?
It might have been, because I retweeted
probably
that old white men are horrible sometimes.
And didn't he vote on the repeal of prohibition?
Yeah, he might have. Yeah. But he also said that Roy Moore's accusers were years ago. What's the big deal? I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much what he said. So old white men are pretty horrible sometimes.
Right. These chicks are of age now.
That's Orrin Hatch. He's a piece of crap. Thank you, Utah. Appreciate that. By the way, anybody have John Anderson, speaking of politics? John Anderson ran for president in 1980, in case you're a kid.
Yeah, we had a couple players that had John Anderson.
In case you're a 27-year-old kid.
Not the 37-year-old
kid. You don't remember John Anderson. I forgot. Puss was born in 1980.
Right. Not the guy from Yes.
No, John Anderson, that guy's fine.
And not the country singer.
Oh, yeah. We swing and.
Yep, yes. Yep. Very good.
Yep, I played.
Neither one of those. Pretty common name, apparently.
It is.
Well, John and Anderson are.
Okay. Good point,
and,
Craig.
Big H's Hermaphrodite Cream gets a hit.
Just one hit? A solo
hit?
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah, there's two. Okay. Other one we can't say on the air.
Although there are many variations. You could do John without the H.
This is John Anderson, who ran for president.
Which is
in
the Yes singer.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Is he an O-N or an E-N at the end of Anderson? Many variations.
Man, let's dig into that later in the next break.
I'm just telling
you. People are still listening now.
That's how you tell your John Anderson's
yes,
apart.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
By small detail.
But I saw this weekend. I think he was 90 or something like that.
95.
Oh, he's old dude.
Yeah, 95. The number of companies serving alcohol at their holiday parties this year is expected to drop to just under 50%, 62% last year.
There's a bunch of social media stuff about the how everybody's blaming mistletoe over the years for sexual harassment, because mistletoe was great, man. You stood by the mistletoe, and how you doing?
The guys that come by and kiss you?
I didn't say, hey, I'm gender neutral when it comes to mistletoe. You want to kiss me, Craig? Like, we couldn't have mistletoe in here anymore. They told us no mistletoe in here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. 11% are just getting rid of the company party altogether.
Well, we did that years ago.
Yeah.
Our company did.
And that's not a harassment deal. That's a saving some money deal.
Well, people get drunk, man. They get drunk and they say, you know, I kind of always wanted to, right. I always wanted you. Well, I never wanted you. And then that's how those parties end up.
I see you and I stare at your ass all the time.
Yeah, that makes for a bad party.
Yeah, I would guess. If the current atmosphere and environment exists, that company parties will probably be eliminated altogether.
That's why we have to keep watching Christmas Office Party. The annual, it's an annual hit now. It came last year. But
it's now in my holiday movie.
Yeah, those things don't work, you know.
Is there anything that would be considered harassment that goes on that movie?
The whole movie.
The whole party is harassment.
The whole movie.
There's cocaine, there's drugs, there's alcohol, there's grabbing ass.
The guy putting his dink in the 3D printer. That's probably not okay.
That's right.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the alcohol thing has died down a little bit, too, mainly because they're afraid of DUIs. Now they're afraid of people, sexual harassment, right?
And, yes, and more specifically, in you know what we're saying here, they care less about the harassment and more about the lawsuits.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, there are people that just get drunk at holiday parties like the old days and had fun. It's crazy.
Yeah, there are some people like that.
There are some people that actually have fun.
There's too much of the other
stuff. I know. They're afraid of lawsuits. I get it. I get it.
So a hell of a lot less alcohol is what they say.
Bring your own.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they might not even like that.
Have a luncheon at work. They always have those luncheons at work.
Oh, yeah, because there's nothing better than partying at the actual workplace.
With a virgin eggnog. You know?
Oh, nothing bad.
Which is, by the way, is just eggnog.
For 20 minutes and then going back to your cubicle.
Yeah, but once again, Craig, I'm with Craig on this one. We forget. We don't do that for a living. And if I did, I'd be down there drinking eggnog and eating cake.
Right.
Anything to get away from the cubicle.
I'd be wasting company time like a mofo.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'd have my. I assume I'd have my brandy in the desk.
Yeah, just watch.
Just having a real job like that.
The 9 years
brandy,
of,
really?
Just all.
Well, for eggnog.
Oh, I've always gone rum. Yeah.
Well, that too. I don't care. I don't know that I've ever had an alcoholic eggnog.
Yeah, I just like the flavor. I like the taste of eggnog. It's just pure fat, so it's tough to drink it.
But
when I was a kid, I loved it. It was like a milkshake to me. I loved eggnog.
Yes.
Yeah, but now you got to dilute it with rum.
I like
dilute it with rum. I like that.
You can't handle much.
Oh, you can't. Right. You can't. But I mean, eggnog to me is one of the greatest flavors ever for some reason.
Yeah.
But it's you just prepare to put on some weight by pounding a carton of eggnog.
I'll buy like one quart every holiday season around Christmas.
Well, to get the flavor of eggnog, and Craig is right. I'm not going to say it's better because it's not. But if you can buy soy eggnog and it tastes like eggnog and put rum in that and it's got a little less fat.
Do they make that?
Yeah, they do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only real way.
It tastes like eggnog.
To dilute the fat content
is
of
alcohol.
Eggnog is put some alcohol in it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The only
you ever put alcohol in eggnog? It's so freaking good.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It is.
That's what we've heard.
What is the most common choice of alcohol?
It's usually rum. Puss is right, but I can see brandy. Brandy might work. Brandy might work. And Puss and Petey, I guarantee, puts vodka in everything.
Or whiskey.
Yeah. Whiskey and eggnog would be okay.
Or rum.
I don't think vodka and eggnog would taste like that.
No, I think a brown liquor.
Has to be brown.
Yeah.
Brown liquor would probably be better.
Yeah, I usually go with the spiced rum, though, like the Sailor Jerry or something.
Yeah,
because I can't see like
that. You just drink with sailors all the time, so what's the difference?
Vodka or tequila doesn't sound very good with eggnog.
No, that's projectile. Tequila and eggnog sounds like complete projectile vomiting.
Tequila in there, it's a huevos nog.
Yeah.
You got to change it to some Mexican name.
You need a vacation.
Like a Bloody Maria.
You drop the weight of those dogs.
Yeah.
Generally with rum, brandy, or bourbon.
You did mention brandy.
Bourbon, I can see that.
cognac.
But no office parties, so screw it.
Oh, a little
harass your family.
A little Hennessy and eggnog.
Sexually harass the relatives.
Yeah. That's all we need.
Just go out and sexually harass the relatives now.
Now
is can't do it at work.
It's your cousin.
You know, you're my second cousin. It's cool.
Worries over a possible government shutdown growing as a spending deadline looms. The federal government runs out of money late Friday night.
There's a the Freedom Caucus in the House. Just those nut jobs that live in gerrymandered districts that can't ever be voted out, that just shut down everything. They're the ones that hold the Republicans hostage on these all the time because they don't want anything given away. So they say, nope, 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 nope. They're the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
However, Mitch McConnell says that there will be no government shutdown. Maybe some misunderstandings over some key budget issues could prompt a shutdown, but there will not be a shutdown. Whatever.
Yeah. And the Turtle's throwing his money in, while the RNC is throwing their money back into Moore, which is disgusting. It's just disgusting.
That I mean, you have the right word for that.
It is disgusting because I've saw people not in office. Republicans not in office. Actually, Jeff Flake came out and said it's disgusting, but people not in office that are mainstream Republicans saying we've lost it.
Yes.
And now I'm with them.
Yeah.
I'm with the Republicans.
No,
say they've lost it.
I hope to keep going.
Right. I want them to go. You want them to go off the rails? So do I.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah.
So they vote. So people vote next year, maybe, vote these people out and realize you can't vote for an alleged alleged child molester.
Republican senator to be a child molester.
Yeah. It could happen.
I'm sorry?
I want every Republican senator to be
an accused
child molester.
Well, let's leave the kids alone.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, that's a good point. I mean,
don't wish that on children.
Well, it was just 40 years ago. Who cares?
Right. It happened.
35 years ago doesn't matter,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but let's not make everyone go through that.
That's true. Okay. Well, let's run guys that have done it in the past, so it's already been done.
Okay.
So they've already been molested. Right.
So we should look under the sex offender rolls.
Yes, and those guys should step up.
That's apparently what Alabama did.
And announce their candidacy.
Right.
Okay.
Disgusting.
That should be the only qualification. They don't need any other political background.
Disgusting.
Hey, Brian in Fremont.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, just wanted to pay something forward here. You mentioned, I think Craig did a couple of weeks ago, about Fruit Loops with marshmallows being a game changer. Yeah. I got the eggnog version of that.
Yeah.
Crown Royal maple with eggnog. It is like drinking a pancake. It is the game changer of eggnog.
Crown Royal apple and eggnog.
Maple.
Crown Royal maple and eggnog. It's like drinking an alcoholic pancake. Oh,
you will never go back the other way.
It's a game changer?
Game changer.
All right. I'm on that. I will try that. That sounds like a game changer.
It does sound good.
Man.
That sounds like something... you can put on your
pancake. I love that. He's paying it forward.
Yeah.
After LD.
Well, you would.
I know.
That's nice.
That's a game changer.
Would that be something you could put on your pancakes there? The Crown Royal.
Just eat around the pancakes.
Maple, and you wouldn't worry about it getting into your eggs?
No.
Yeah.
I would worry about that getting into my eggs.
You'd still need the compartmentalized plate.
No, I just need to. I would just use a different plate.
We were at breakfast the other day. You'd hate my son because he had an omelet with hash browns, and he poured maple syrup over all of it.
Oh, just
the omelet and the hash browns.
That just ruins it.
And he's a sugar freak.
Like
surprise,
I need another
13.
Reason to hate your son.
Exactly.
Screw that kid.
Man,
yeah, but I see that.
I said that you can't do that.
Right, Craig would be disgusting.
Yeah.
See, now I'm thinking about taking some of the Crown Royal maple and mixing it into the pancake batter before you cook them.
Get hammered by nine.
That
before you
be
cook
fun.
It.
Yeah.
And then the alcohol burns off, but still taste the flavors
or
there.
Or in the waffle batter, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It could put, yeah.
I make waffles.
Yeah.
That is coming up on Christmas Eve. That's my job.
Yeah.
I make waffles.
They keep major tools away from him that night. He just makes waffles.
Breakfast for
game
dinner.
Game changer.
Breakfast for dinner on Christmas.
Game changer. Maple, Crown Royal, and eggnog.
I can see how that would be awesome.
I think we just sold a bunch of that today.
I can see that. Matt Lauer not getting a final salary from NBC.
What's he going to do?
I don't know.
He's getting $100 million in the bank, right?
He wanted to get the rest of his 2018 contract paid out, and they said, no.
No, I'm a, you know, sexual harassment will take care of that for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but usually they just give you that kind of, you know, it's a month's worth of money.
He should just run for Senate now. Serious. As a righty, though.
Yeah, but he only...
Gillespie's already kicked him out of his gig.
He harassed women who were of age.
Doesn't matter.
So
Trump harassed women of age, too.
So that's wrong.
Trump harassed women of age, too, Todd.
Then you run for president.
Oh, that's true. Lauer could run for president as a Republican, though.
If you're...
Clinton, okay.
Harassing girls at the Baby Gap, then you run for Senate.
Our buddy Chris Frangiola, comedian friend, has been on the show once, but I follow his Twitter and hope he comes back again. He's a funny dude. He tweeted out a photo. In fact, he likes a lot of our stuff, too, but he tweeted out a photo of he was at a mall, like all comedians do, and he takes a selfie, and behind him is a Claire's.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, I just met Judge Roy Moore. At a Claire's. And he's smiling.
Do the kids even hang out at the mall anymore?
Well, they know what Claire's is, I'll tell you that, you know. Only because I have a young daughter, so let's clarify that.
Yeah.
So I have a 14-year-old daughter that Roy Moore would like.
But my gym is really...
I would assume he would.
Really close to a mall, and the parking lot is, even this time of year.
Yeah, well, the weather's been nice. They go empty. They go to the outdoor places, yeah. And online, man, is huge.
Yeah, we've so far done all of our Christmas shopping
online.
My
wife does that, too.
Got like 9 boxes every day at the doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments today in the case of a Colorado baker who refused to bake a cake for the gay wedding.
Yeah, because they're...
That violates horrible, his freedom of expression.
Horrible religious homophobes is what they are.
So potential customers say that's illegal discrimination.
You can't discriminate against people. You can't. What if it's a black and white couple? You can't do it then.
Freedom of religion.
Oh, there you go. Freedom of religion that you could actually discriminate against people.
Remember and that? Expression against marriage equality and protection from discrimination. Now, nearly 2/3 of us support the Supreme Court's decision legalizing the same-sex marriage.
Yeah, and it's going to get bigger. Because young people do not care. They really don't. Unless they're raised by the Ditkas.
Yeah,
and
but Ditkas, yeah. The Supreme Court, the last I checked, is not full of young people.
No, it's not. But it's also, looks like Roberts will be the guy again, right? Or Kennedy will probably be the guy in this one, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I doubt Roberts.
And maybe the whole right won't go exactly that way.
I bet you they rule for this guy.
I bet they do, too. Well, it depends. The Supreme Court is still...
reserves the right to refuse service to anyone. Yeah.
No shirt, no shoes, no homos. Yep. I've seen that sign. <All
right. laughs> Eating cheese every day might protect you from having a heart attack or stroke, according to a new study.
Really?
I eat peck of cheese.
Even more so if you wear it on your head.
Okay. Oh, no.
Because cheese is a hack.
Yeah.
Let's clarify.
Now you've really gone off the rails.
So... regular cheese? I mean, cheese? Because even in processed crap is... because I like
that's
cheese.
That's not processed, then, is it?
Well, you know, I
mean, that's not cheese, then, is it?
Okay, I like regular... I like cheese, and I always thought if you ate a bunch, which I still don't avoid cheese,
yeah,
it's not good for you.
I thought it was an artery clogger.
Right.
This is 1.5 ounces of cheese.
Okay, so a single serving... Who the hell eats a single serving of cheese?
So that's a slice of cheese, basically?
Researchers in Britain...
Where's my cheese?
...say eating about 1.5 ounces of cheese every day cuts the chance of having a heart attack by 14%. All cheeses are rich in vitamins, minerals, and proteins that help protect against the heart disease.
We were wrong on this,
high
huh?
levels wow. of calcium, so even though it's high in fat, less of that fat is actually absorbed by the body...
And it is the holiday season, too.
On the first day of Christmas, John Morgan gave to me a big block of pecker cheese.
Enjoy your pecker cheese this holiday season. Apparently, it's good for you, right?
Little squares of it with the toothpicks in it at the table.
Hey, yeah. Who wants pecker cheese? So that we say.
Yeah. It's a holiday party hit, man.
No, you always say, who doesn't want that?
And the relatives come running. That's weird. All right, move on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.